Big data is the driving force behind the ever-evolving digital world around us. But what exactly is it? It all starts with the unprecedented amounts of information we have gathered since the dawn of the digital age. What we post on social media, what websites we visit, when we use our credit cards, GPS tracking, all these things leave a trail. What's called a digital footprint. Big data technology is about working out how to collate and analyze this huge, complex mess of data to create meaningful information to use to our advantage. Now, the cynics will tell you that all this collecting of our personal data is all a slippery slope down a path that we probably shouldn't go down. The conspiracy theorists will tell you that corporations like Google are really just power-hungry, hell-bent on world domination, creating an Orwellian dystopian society where our every move is monitored, our thoughts are controlled, and we are forced to be microchipped or lobotomized. That's a little far-fetched. But what if prospective employers can gain access to some of your private medical records? And how much of our personal information have we really left behind in the digital world? Can we really be convinced that it is secure and it won't get used against us in a negative way? As Edward Snowden puts it,
they're using these capabilities to make us vulnerable to them and then saying, while I have a gun pointed at your head, I'm not going to pull the trigger. Trust me.
Well, that's one way of looking at it, Mr. Snowden. But there are also a lot of positives. And here are some of the ways in which big data is improving our lives for the better. It might
seem crazy what I'm about to say. All right, hands up if you've ever used Google Maps.
My hand is up.
Do you want to know how it works?
Yes.
It's our collective GPS data that makes all of this possible. The ability to see how heavy traffic is and being able to predict how long it will take to drive, walk, or ride a particular distance. All of this is calculated using massive amounts of our collective info. Wow! Predictive search on media platforms. Again, all done using collated data of what we've searched for in the past.
What's the name of that singer, Harry St. something?
In the business world, big data is one of the biggest buzzwords. But while there is some unsubstantiated hype surrounding it, remember, a massive mess of data is pretty difficult to put together. And still, there's no guarantee that the end product will be easy to understand. But here are some of the ways that big data can improve business efficiency. Using GPS tracking and other data crunching technologies, United States Delivery Service, UPS, were able to cut its fuel consumption by 32 million liters in just 1 year alone. That means a massive reduction in carbon emissions.
Speaking of global warming, it's supposed to be 70 degrees today, it's freezing!
Information sharing also allows you to analyze consumer trends, telling you what your clients want and what they don't want, helping you tailor your products or services much better. And you can now also get a much clearer picture of the demographics of your audiences. Your marketing decisions will be less of a gamble as you prevent advertising to the wrong people.
Bananas in Pyjamas will be back after these messages.
Do you suffer from erectile dysfunction?
And probably one of the most beneficial ways which big data could improve our lives, however privacy concerns are keeping it from really kicking off in this field, medical research and development. To give us some more insight, I've enlisted the help of corporate technology advisor and research fellow at the University of Technology in Sydney, Rob Livingstone.
If medical data is anonymized, which means any personally identifiable information is removed from the data, in other words, the person's name, the patient number, age, and that information is then aggregated to be able to provide insights in terms of trends, to be able to pick up at a higher level, you know, looking at a societal or a regional level. For example, chest infections, which might relate to the change of seasons, it might relate to dust in the air, the flu season might be related to, you know, fluctuations in temperature, etc. So once you start comparing the different data sets together, that's when one gets some useful insights into correlations. Doesn't necessarily mean there's a causation there, however.
That's corporate technology advisor and research fellow at the University of Technology in Sydney, Rob Livingstone. Still with the medical industry, if doctors were able to compare our medical data with thousands of others of a similar biological makeup and suffering from similar medical conditions, doctors would be able to treat us more accurately. They might even be able to predict potential health issues in the future. And for another example, big data even helped contain the Ebola outbreak in Africa. Phone location data was used to track population movements, helping to predict where the virus would hit next. So do the pros outweigh the cons? Mass data collection is nothing new. We have always trusted total strangers with the medical information stored in hospital and insurance company databases, and we have always trusted total strangers working in banks to manage our money. And while it is important to stay diligent, I think we should feel optimistic about it.